Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Brighton and Whitmore Lake First United Methodist Church. My name is Reverend John Reynolds, and it's so great to have you with us this morning for worship. We're so sorry we couldn't be together in person, but we hope that this online experience helps you grow in your faith as you encounter the Holy Spirit this morning in the comfort of your own home. We hope to be together next week as we worship together at 8 and 9:30 in Brighton and at 11 o'clock in Whitmore Lake. This morning's service is an opportunity for us all to reflect on the various paths that we take in life. It's our hope that as you reflect on those pivotal moments in your life where you've had to choose a path to move forward, that you would remember the opportunities and the moments in your life where God broke in to the mundane busyness of everyday life. As we gather for worship this morning, I pray that you would be blessed by the music, by the prayers, and by this time that we spend together. May God's grace and peace be with all of you as we experience God's grace this morning.
Let us pray. Loving God, we gather for worship this day to give you thanks and praise. Thank you, God, for the many blessings you grant us each day. Help us to recall the very ways we have been blessed this week, and encourage us to be a blessing to one another. As we worship this day, inspire us through music, speak to us through scripture, and help us grow in love for you and one another through the prayers we pray, the offerings we give, and the message we hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture is from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that had taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who is a prophet mighty indeed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some woman of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
This summer, as my husband John and I and the kids have gotten moved in and settled into our new community here at Brighton and at Whitmore Lake, one thing we've really enjoyed doing is checking out all of the local parks. We've enjoyed going to the Kensington Metro Park, which isn't too far from where we're at. So recently we packed up the kids, we got them loaded in the car, and we also packed their little red wagon, and we headed on over to the park. Well, as we arrived at the park, we discovered that there were all sorts of people. They were walking and hiking. Some people were out paddle boarding and kayaking and even fishing, having a great time on a Saturday afternoon. Well, we decided to explore the path around the water, walking in 2 miles as we were heading towards a playground. Of course, with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, the playground is where we would want to head. Well, as we walked the path, it was clearly before us. If we stayed on that path, eventually we're going to reach our destination of the playground. Well, as I started walking, as I walked along this trail, it reminded me of the various different pathways of faith that I found myself walking down over the years. And I got to thinking about all of these paths of life and faith. You know, sometimes our life, sometimes our faith journey seems like it's a very clear, straight, steady path before us. We can see it clearly. Other times in our life, our faith journey, our life might seem like it has a lot of ups and a lot of downs. Maybe it has mountaintop experiences, and maybe it has very deep valleys and below us, things that keep us twisting and turning as we wander through life. Well, throughout my faith journey, I have encountered 3 paths, and sometimes I think they're quite common. Perhaps you found yourself on one of these paths as well. I found myself on the very dark path, I found myself on the steep path, and I found myself on the path that has the great forks in the road, the many forks in the road. Well, this morning I want to have us explore these paths, the dark path, the steep path, and the fork in the road path. So first, let's think about the dark path. To get started, I have a short story to share with you. So for 3 summers in college, I worked as a summer camp counselor in northern Minnesota at a church camp. It was a great church camp where I worked with middle school kids and high school kids. They would come for the week, they would tent camp and cook their meals over the campfire. It was a great, beautiful camp with 420 acres of God's beautiful land being part of the experience where they could experience God in nature. Well, this summer camp, this Star Lake Wilderness Camp, was lined with trails all over the camp, from the campsites to the kitchen to the beachfront to the chapel and so on. Well, the youth often liked to hike down to the beach on a warm, sunny afternoon. They would hike down to the beach from their campsite. They'd have their towel in their hand, maybe some sunscreen, and they were ready to enjoy a great afternoon swimming. Well, following an afternoon of swimming, sometimes we would end up having dinner down there, and of course we'd enjoy s'mores and campfire and singing around the campfire, and then pretty soon it would get dark and the stars would come out, but it was very, very dark. Well, when it was time to leave that beachfront, the youth would often realize that they'd left their flashlights back at their tent. And they certainly didn't need them, of course, and they were coming down to the beach that afternoon to swim. But now that it was dark, they really had wished they'd packed their flashlights as they were heading now back for their mile-long hike or so back to the tent. Well, if you've ever gone camping in the woods, if you like to go camping in northern Michigan, if you're a camper, whether it's a tent camper or an RV camper, you'll remember that once it gets dark, it can be very, very hard to see. You know, without street lights or without the glow of traffic lights or restaurants or businesses to light our way, the woods at night can become so dark that seeing maybe even 10 feet in front of you can become nearly impossible, such a challenging task. Well, as the youth would walk back to their tents, as they started on that trail, they would begin frantically looking all around them, trying to look down to the ground, trying desperately to see just even the 10 feet in front of them, trying so hard to see. And not being able to see that path in the darkness become afraid? Does this path sound familiar to you? Does it feel familiar at times? Throughout your faith journey, throughout your life, have you ever encountered this dark path? This dark path, on this dark path, we can often be overcome with fear because we can't quite see what's before us. Well, leading the youth back to their campsite, the counselors and I would instruct the kids to look up to the night sky. When they lifted their heads above, they could then begin to see the night sky filled with stars and the shining moon and the heavens above them just glowing. When the youth would look up at that sky, they would begin to see their path more clearly. And their eyes would adjust in the darkness, and that light from above was going to lead them down the way, down their path. On our own faith journey, as we live life, we too need to be reminded to look up, to look up. In our own life, we need to look up and focus on the light of Christ before us. Christ is providing light in the darkness. Christ is our light when everything around us seems dark. Christ is our light when we find ourselves being afraid. Over the past several months, many people have found themselves feeling like they're walking on these dark paths. Fear has become a very real thing. COVID-19 has caused much worry and much fear and much anxiety, not only across the country or in the state of Michigan, but around the world as well. And walking through life and walking through faith, there's been many moments like we feel like we're walking in darkness or we're just stumbling along this path. Over the past several months, I too have felt like there's these great moments of stumbling around in the darkness. But as I've walked, there have been people along the way who have been incredible bearers of light, providing light to the path. Mother Teresa once said, "Go out into the world today and love people. Love people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the heart of people." If you've found yourself walking along this dark path, know that Christ is always with us, providing light in the darkness. And as you walk, may you begin to look around, and may you begin to encounter people who are passing light on to you and passing light on to one another. Christ is our light when all seems dark. Christ is our light when we're afraid. And let's, as we receive that light from Christ, let us pass it on to our neighbor, sharing the light and brightening the world. It's true. On this dark path, we might find ourselves in finding moments of fear, encountering great fear. But Christ is always with us, providing light in the darkness. Well, there's a second path that I found myself on. Maybe you found yourself on this path too. It's that steep path, that very vertical, steep path. Well, another story I want to share this morning. So for 2 years after college, I lived in Hawaii. I was a young adult missionary with the General Board of Global Ministries, and to Hawaii is where they sent me for my missionary service. Well, if you've been to Hawaii, or if you've seen pictures of Hawaii, then you'll know and you might remember that it has gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous mountain ranges, great places for scenic hiking. Well, one Saturday morning, a friend was organizing a hiking trip and they invited me to come along. I'm from Nebraska, so I don't have a ton of hiking experience, and so I thought this would be a great adventure to go on, so I gladly accepted the invitation, not really knowing what I was getting myself into and not really having much hiking experience. Well, when we started out on the trail, it was pretty flat. It was Nebraska flat. I could do this. Then gradually the incline started to increase. Now it was kind of feeling like Iowa flat. There's kind of flat, but there's a little incline to it. Well, a couple of hours into the hike, the landscape shifted and the terrain became vertical I mean, it became vertical, and it soon became this hike, soon became the greatest Stairmaster workout that I had ever experienced. And as I stopped and as I looked up at the mountain before me, all I could see was challenge on this vertical path. I wanted to turn back. I was wishing I had turned down the invitation. I was wishing I was still sleeping in that morning. And as I stopped and I wanted to turn back, it seemed like a nearly impossible path for me. It was just too difficult. Does this path seem familiar? Have you ever found yourself on this steep path? On the steep path, we encounter great challenge. From Joshua 1:9, I'm reminded of the words of scripture that God gives us strength and courage to face what's before us. From Joshua 1:9, the scripture reads, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." On the steep path, yeah, it's true, we might encounter challenge. But Christ again is with us, and this time Christ is providing strength and Christ is providing courage. Christ is our strength in our great times of weakness, and even when we experience the most challenging paths before us, Christ is there walking with us, empowering us, helping us to take one step and then the next. We don't walk this road alone. Christ is with us, giving us strength and giving us courage. From the very wise words of a 12-year-old with whom I used to work at a former church, these wise words of a 12-year-old student once told me, "Every mountain is within reach if you just keep climbing. Every mountain is within reach if you just keep climbing." When the path before you seems too difficult, remember Christ is there, giving us courage, giving us strength. Well, the last path, the other path that I found myself on, maybe you too have found yourself on, is the fork in the road path. You know the fork in the road, where you're walking along the path and pretty soon you find yourself looking around and there's a couple different ways to go. Maybe there's even three options, or maybe there's four options on this path. You could go left, you could go right, you could go straight, you could go a number of ways. But whatever direction you go, it could take you entirely different routes and lead you entirely different places. Can you relate to this path? You know, on this fork in the road path, oftentimes life presents very challenging decisions. Sometimes we find ourselves asking questions like, "Am I doing the right thing for the kids? Or do I take the job and move out of state, move the family out of state?" Or maybe we find ourselves asking, "Which college should I pick? Or should I defer school for a year? Or now, most recently, should I explore online learning or send the kids in person?" Or maybe in these moments, we find ourselves asking, "What's the best healthcare option for my loved one?" Or maybe you found yourself on these fork in the road moments saying, "Should I try and reconcile the relationship and forgive them?" There's so many different difficult decisions that life can present us. There's so many fork in the road moments along our faith journey. Sometimes the choices and the decisions can be so challenging. But again, Christ is always with us. And in these moments, Christ is providing wisdom and guidance and helping us know which path to take. So may you encounter and trust Christ in these fork in the road moments. Of course, life will have those difficult decisions, but Christ is there. May we listen for that still, still small voice. Whatever pathway and faith way that life may lead you, Christ is there. Christ's always on that journey. From the gospel lesson this morning, we learned of two disciples, Cleopas and the unnamed disciple, as they encountered Christ on that road to Emmaus. Well, the scripture, it took place after Jesus' crucifixion. It's Easter morning, and the two disciples are walking down this road to the town called to Emmaus. They're mourning the death of Jesus, and as they've just received report of Jesus' empty tomb, and these two disciples are walking on this road to Emmaus, trying just to process all of the events that have taken place in these recent days. Over the past 3 days, they're mourning the loss of Jesus, his death on the cross, and they're just trying to understand and make sense of life together. Well, their path for Cleopas and the unnamed disciple, their path seemed dark. And their path, it seemed so steep, and their path, it seemed to have great fork in the road moments. Well, as these two disciples are walking this road to Emmaus, they encounter a man. It's an unnamed man. They don't recognize that it's actually Jesus walking on that light, that path with them. But it was Jesus all along walking with them. It was Jesus who was bringing light to their darkness, who was bringing strength and courage on the steep path. It was Jesus who was bringing wisdom as they faced these fork in the road moments. It was Jesus with them the whole time, even when they didn't have eyes to see or ears to hear or a mind yet to understand. And just like the disciples, sometimes it can be easy to miss that Christ is walking with us, but he's there. He's always there. Christ is walking with us, providing light in the darkness and providing courage and strength and wisdom and guidance when we need it. Christ is there with us, and Christ is there walking with us, providing great companions on the journey. When we read this scripture, this walk to Emmaus scripture, I'm reminded that of course Christ is there. But we also see that Cleopas and the unnamed disciple, these two disciples, had each other living life and faith together on this journey. So it's my hope that you also have others walking with you on this journey. It's my hope that you have other disciples and friends and neighbors and family accompanying you on this journey. But sometimes we don't always feel as though we have those people. For a variety of circumstances, we may feel like we're walking this pathway of faith alone. Especially, I don't know about you, but during quarantine times, during March and April and May into June, it's felt really lonely. For many, it's felt pretty lonely as we've been home a whole lot more. But my hope is that this church can be a part of your journey of faith. It isn't just Christ who's walking with us, but this church, Brighton and Whitmore Lake, First United Methodist Church, wants to walk with you and support you and love you and encourage you and pray for you. We might be doing church a whole lot differently these days, but we still want to be there for one another. The church hasn't stopped. The church hasn't closed. We might be doing church differently, but we're still here for one another, living life and faith together as we journey together. And so whether it's through worship, either in person or online, through small groups or serving in missions, ushering or greeting or doing Sunday school or serving on a committee or giving of your time in a different way, I hope that you might find great connections and community here at this church, at both of our campuses. And John and I have so enjoyed loving hearing your stories and learning about the very many ways in which you're actively connected into this congregation. But the beautiful thing is that there is always room for more people at the table. There's always room for more people to get involved and more people to get connected. So invite a friend who maybe doesn't have a spiritual home yet, or if you're not yet plugged into this congregation in ways beyond worship, we have a space waiting for you. My hope also is this day that you'll take moments to stop and pause and recall your own faith journey. And as you think back through your life, I would hope that you might think about the various paths that life and your faith has taken you down. Maybe you found yourself on the dark path or the steep path or even the fork in the road path, but whatever journey you've been on, my prayer is that you might have found Christ there walking with you, that you might remember that Christ has always been walking with you, and that you might also know that this church community walks with you as well. So this day, may you feel the very real presence of this community of faith, and may you know that Christ is always with you, providing light and strength and courage and wisdom and guidance as you walk this pathway of life and faith together. Amen.
At this time in the service, we'd like to invite you to join us in a moment where we are going to give God our tithes and our offerings. If you're a member of this church, we hope that you'll give generously so that the ministries of First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake would continue to flourish, and that we could continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ with our brothers and sisters in this community. If this is your first time experiencing worship with us, we hope that you just enjoyed the service. Your presence here online is a gift to us, and we invite you to check out our website or find us online through Facebook or YouTube so that you might find out more about the great ministries that are taking place here in Brighton and Whitmore Lake. We hope to see you on a Sunday sometime very soon. Thanks be to God for your faithful generosity. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks this morning for the gift of technology which connects us, which brings us together by the power of your Holy Spirit. And though we cannot be together in person, we know that we are connected through the body of Christ. We pray this morning as we experience worship from the comfort of our own homes or in front of our cell phones abroad, that your Spirit would be with us, that you would guide us to be faithful, that you would call us into a deeper relationship with you. As we gather together this morning and reflect on the message that we've all heard, I pray that we would find the moments in our lives where the path wasn't so easy to decide upon, that we would reflect on the choices that we've made or the choices that are right in front of us and allow us to be led by your Holy Spirit to make the right choice. We trust, O God, that you'll guide us, that you'll walk alongside us, and that you'll show us the way before us. Gracious and loving God, for those of us who feel lonely and afraid in the midst of this pandemic, may your Holy Spirit surround us and enfold us in your never-failing love. As we gather together this morning, we pray especially for all those who have lost their jobs and their incomes and livelihood due to this current reality. We pray that you would send your Holy Spirit to be with all of the families in the midst of this church who are struggling with economic hardships. And we pray for our church community to be a part of the solution, a part of the answer, a part of the response to those ongoing economic issues. May we provide food for the hungry, a necessary phone call for the lonely. May we be a part of being the good news that people so desperately need in these challenging times. And now we continue to pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Church, as we end our time of worship, may the love of God be with you. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. And may the power of the Holy Spirit fill you, enabling you and empowering you to go forth in this world to share God's love and to shine God's light. May we always know and feel the very presence of Christ walking with us. Whether we find ourselves walking on the very dark path or the steep path or that fork in the road path, Christ walks with us. And the great community of faith surrounds us so that we do not have to walk alone. May you go forth this day to love and to serve the world. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.